I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. She joins me each month. We talk about ways to live better, to eat with the seasons, to live with the seasons, to feel better naturally, and what sort of other alternative healing methods are there out there. And Rhonda is joining me. Rhonda spent a number of years working in the ice cream scooping business. We've talked about that in the past. But it, one way or another, Rhonda, it led you into alternative healing, but also into massage therapy, didn't it, Rhonda?
It is, because I suffered for years with pain and paralysis in my arm from overwork and scooping. And it wasn't just scooping, it was cake decorating. And I was dessert coordinator for 250 stores. So I had damage, and it was just by a fluke, you know, I had a massage and it actually helped my arm. And so that kind of led me down this path. And then here I am still trying to spread the word to let people know that sometimes where Western medicine fails, there are some things with holistic or natural remedies that can really help you.
And massage therapy, how has that changed at all over the years from when you started to where you are now?
Well, it's changed a lot. And, you know, just so the listeners know, October, the end of October, the 20th through the 27th is National Massage Therapy Week. So that's kind of why we're going to talk about this today. But years ago, there was no law. There were no codes. There were no one issuing licenses, no state boards. And the training was just kind of all over the place. You know, some people would have thousands of hours of training. Some people would have no training. And so over the years, I've been doing this almost 30 years now, so it's been a long time. The average life expectancy of a massage therapist is 2 to 5 years. So that is saying something, that I've been doing it for 30 years, because people just, their body gives out, or they get burned out, or a variety of reasons. But so I would have to say the number one thing that has changed is legislative laws and rules and codes and things like that. The second thing would be that, you know, states are getting licensed, and then also they set up a formal thing of what we have to know. So there's some consistency. Now, it still doesn't work. If I were to want to do massages in Illinois or Missouri or any other state, I would have to go through the process of getting approved by their state boards. There's no reciprocity agreement generally between states. You have to meet certain standards, and there's nothing that's consistent. So like South Dakota has a lot of trouble getting massage therapists, and a lot of people from Iowa would like to work there, but it's 1,000 hours in South Dakota, and Iowa's currently, I believe, now at 600 hours. So it's just, it, you know, kind of varies. Generally, the industry standard is 500, but there are places in some places, like, for instance, Kansas and Vermont still have no licensing or any kind of requirements. And then in California, there's different degrees between 100 to 250 to 500 to 1,000 hours. So, you know, again, if you're listening out there and you're trying to decide where you would like to go for a massage, a lot of times the training has a lot to do with it. So I'm board certified, which is the highest that you can go. It's a national board certification. I believe there's only one other person in all of the Southeast tri-state area that is also board certified. So it's quite the thing. It's like a process. If you think about, you know, doctors, how they become board certified, it's, that's kind of the same thing with massage therapists. So, and then every year now we have to get continuing education. And of course, 30 years ago, you didn't have to do that. 30 years ago, you didn't even have anybody fill out a chart saying, you know, what they had a problem with, or contraindications, if they were on medications and things like that too. So in a lot of ways, it's become sort of westernized, kind of in westernized medicine. But in a lot of ways, it's really good that now there's at least a standard where people can't just one day say, oh, I'm going to be a massage person and hang up my shingle. And a lot of people think that. They think that you could take a 2-hour workshop and that gives you all the tools that you need. It's way more involved than just putting some lotion on someone.
You know, a couple of years ago, my wife had a pinched nerve in her neck, and she went to a chiropractor, and they had a massage therapist also working at the chiropractic center. And is that a fairly typical thing anymore?
Well, the situation years ago, you know, when I got into business, the city code of Burlington would not allow me to be just a massage therapist. You had to be another business, and you could include massage therapy. And I went to every chiropractor, every hair salon. You know, back in the day when I got involved, I think there was only two other people doing it in the whole area. And so no one was interested. No one was interested in them. Now what's happened, what I've seen in Western medicine, and I'm including chiropractic in that scope, is that they see that there is a benefit. They see that people are spending money on that and that there is a situation where they can work very nicely together. But overall, the still number one main source of employment is being self-employed as a massage therapist. I would have to say probably about 50% are now self-employed. It used to be closer to 70. And only about 17% are chiropractic. Even less work in like a hospital situation. And it's about the same for people that work in these massage chains. There's a lot of massage chains out there now in some of the bigger metropolitan markets. And then high-end spas, that probably makes up the rest of it. So chiropractic, spas, and the chains are all pretty much around between 15 and 17%. And so it's getting there, but it's still not as prevalent as someone who is self-employed in the massage industry.
When you think of massage therapy, you know, you think of muscular, maneuvering and manipulation. Do you work with nerves too? Is it nerve training as well?
Well, there's a parasympathetic nerve system, so that all goes hand in hand. And of course, a lot of times, for instance, if somebody were to have sciatica trouble, it could be entrapped in the muscle, or it could be entrapped in the actual vertebrae. And so that's where it comes into play where, you know, like if it's entrapped in a subluxation of the spine, you're going to want to go to a chiropractor. If it's something that's more muscular, then that's where massage is going to help. So nerves can become entrapped, and that's what was actually wrong with my arm, was that the nerve was entrapped in both the muscle and the joint. And so just going for chiropractic didn't give me the relief that getting the massages did. So a lot of times they work well together, but yes, it works the whole system. And there's all different kinds of massage, Steve. There's lymphatic massage, which is just, you know, to the lymphatic system. There's cranial sacral is another one that I do that works the cerebral spinal fluid in the body to sort of synchronize all the fluids in the body. So there's Swedish and there's shiatsu. There's a whole gamut of different things, sports massage. And it's become, you know, it used to be just plain old Swedish massage. And that's probably the other thing that's happened in the last 30 years is that there's a whole lot more choices on the menu now.
And I think I see a lot of, especially at airports, chair massage. Now, chair massage is designed, what, for those who are on the go, to just sort of get what sort of a little bit of a taste of a massage, or to just basically work the back, the lower back or the back issues, or what is a chair massage designed to do?
Well, it probably has a twofold practice. It's really great for somebody to just get a few minutes of relief if they've got a lot of stress in their neck and shoulders, possibly if they sit at a desk a lot. The chairs that we're using are specifically designed to open those muscles and things like that. So it's ergonomically designed to help do that. And you can work the arms, you can work the low back, the head, the neck, everything, pretty much just not the legs and the feet with doing a chair massage. The other thing is it's a wonderful marketing tool if you're a massage therapist, because now you can get people a 5 or 10 minute sample of what your pressure's like, you know, what kind of trouble spots that you have, maybe identifying, wow, I didn't know I had tension there. I knew my neck hurt, but I didn't know I had tension in my low back. So it kind of helps people to identify, get familiar with it without that sort of fear of the first time you go that you're, you know, going to be more vulnerable because you're in a situation where you're going to disrobe. So it's really great for that. But it's not just at airports. Like, I have a chair and I take it to businesses in the area. I just set up at a wedding expo over the weekend, showcasing it to do for like rehearsal dinners, things like that. So there's a lot of benefits that the chair is much easier to transport. You can, you know, see a lot more people within a shorter amount of time. And it just kind of gives a nice break in the workday.
And you've got some, if I'm right, you have some classes coming up. Is that right?
I do have some classes coming up. The 27th of October, which is Sunday, the last Sunday of October, I'm going to do a couples massage class, and it's going to be at the Apple Trees. It's the mansion. It used to be the museum there in Perkins Park, from 3 to 6. So if they want more information, they can call me. But you do have to pre-register because space is limited as far as the number of couples that I will take for the class. So they can call me at 319-752-0175. or find me on Facebook, or they can go to thestressmanagementshop.com. There's a little a questionnaire at the end that you can fill in your name and address and phone number, and it's emailed directly to me.
All right. National Massage Therapy Week, and again, the class is coming up on the 27th of October, and it's, if I'm right, 752-0175. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Rhonda Reif. Have a great have a great massage therapy week, okay?
And everybody out there.